This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a CLP. It can be a solvent. It can be a lubricant. It can be a paste. But it is also a treatment of your weapon. It's going to be resistant to all manner of all things within the elements. You're going to like it. Froglube.com. And welcoming, new to Lock and Load, OperationParts.com.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Operation Parts is a place where if you have an AR-15 and you want to, and they have parts for handguns and shotguns as well. I mean, you need to go check them out. This is a sort of an epic place to go. But if you have an their passion is AR-15s. If you have one that you want to build up, well, they've got the parts to do it. OperationParts.com. State of Texas is making moves to eliminate sanctuary cities within the Lone Star State. And then on the other hand, there's Washington State, where I have KBDB listening right now. In Washington State, they're taking an opposite approach. Their governor has effectively declared the entire state a sanctuary state. In an executive order signed on Thursday, Governor Jay Inslee, Democrat, prohibited any state agency from detaining an illegal immigrant at the request of federal officials. It also prohibits the use of state resources for the creation of a database or registry for people of a particular religion. State will, however, continue to honor federal arrest warrants. How big of them? That justifies me. It justifies my logic. The law is the law. And when you are in charge of enforcing the law, as a governor is, that doesn't mean you get to pick and choose the ones you want to enforce. And hit the sneeze button, excuse me. In a press conference, Inslee said that he did not think that Washington State should take part in promoting or carrying out mean-spirited policies that break up families and compromise our national security, and importantly, our community safety. How does getting rid of a bunch of people that aren't supposed to be here compromise our national security? I wish the good governor would explain that. This is this governor. And I don't even know if he knows why he's doing it. Right now in Washington State, while they have seen an increase in the number of illegal immigrants over there in the past few years, they have about an estimated 250,000 undocumented persons that are from Mexico and additional 220,000 that are from China. What exactly is the allure, if you will, of not upholding the law in Washington State. Somebody needs to answer that. I got some old Army buddies there. Please, guys, find out. Let me know. I sure would like to. In Boston, there's a proposed policy by their liquor licensing board that would prohibit bars with multiple incidents of assault from serving beverages in glassware. I'm not making this up. They would have to serve things in plastic cups. The new policy comes after incidents at both hotel bars. Christine Puglini, the board's chairperson, said at a hearing yesterday addressing representatives of Minibar, a Copley Square hotel bar, if we see a pattern of glass as a weapon, it will no longer be allowed. You may be high-end, but you're not acting high-end. Two posh hotel bars, Minibar and Bond Lounge at the Langham, were brought before the board yesterday for recent assaults involving glasses. According to police reports, a Bond Lounge patron smashed a beer bottle over the head of another customer on New Year's Day. Several days earlier, at Minibar, police said a patron punched and threw a glass at another man who groped his fiancée. You know, can we fixate on the bad people? Can we fixate on the irresponsible and the immature people? A person over the age of 21 should be capable of drinking a beverage out of a glass without incident. And it should be up to the establishment to control their patrons, not a thing a beverage is drunk out of, you know? A glass isn't capable of throwing itself. It's the whole gun control argument. And people are perfectly capable of punching each other. So I guess next that would be banning people from bars where they have fights there. Which, what does that make it then? If it's a bar and you can't have any people in it, what do you call one of those? Shuttered? That's a pointless overreach. And it's not going to do anything to keep anyone safe. But, you know, we are talking about Boston. So, in Boston, because a few people, two incidents since the beginning of the year. That's what they're looking at. This is the trend. And one was a beer bottle, and the other one is a glass. What if I were to go in there and stab somebody with a toothpick? We're not going to say that. I do like the fist fight part, though. Then they're going to ban people. Or maybe just fists. Maybe if you want to go to the Bond bar or the mini or the Bond lounge or the mini bar, you would have to have your hands amputated. Which means you can't throw a beer bottle or a beer glass. Look, I'm just playing the stupid game with them. I know it's stupid. I feel stupid talking about it. But, you know, this is... It's their world. I'm just trying to live in it. This is the normal. This is the new normal. I remember when I was 16, I went out and I got a job. As soon as I turned 16, I went out and I got a job. Because I wanted to have my own money and I wanted to make my own way. And I've been trying to do that ever since. And here we have people that are getting out there and telling a business because they think they can. That we will prohibit you from owning glasses in your establishment. That's how stupid it is. I guess they'll take their license to do business. That is not the free market. I'm sorry to tell you that. That is not the free market. And but this is the way gun control works. They blame the object, not the person doing it. We need to throw the book at the person doing it, no matter which gun or beer glass they use. And then don't worry about the beer glasses and the guns because they didn't do anything. They were completely innocent of it all. Going to go get me a beer stein now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is a treatment. It is a lubricant. It is a solvent. It is something else. This is something when you put it on your weapon is going to resist the elements. It's going to function in the most hostile of environments. This is why I use it. This is why I will continue to use it. Froglube.com. We've seen this in the news over and over and over again. The lone wolf terror attack. Defined for purposes of this discussion as an individual acting without the support of a larger organization and inflicting a terror attack on the public. They have become a fact of life in Europe, in Israel, and they're becoming increasingly common here in the U.S. Guns are not their only weapon. Explosives and vehicles are also used as weapons, like during the Bastille Day attack in Nice, France. The lone wolf phenomena means that this can happen anywhere, at any time. So, really, truly, when we're out and about, if you're one of the armed Americans out there today, and with the, you know, with as many permitless carry states and as many permits that are out there today, that's becoming more, you know, the audience that I have available to me is increasingly getting bigger. If you're one of them, if you're one of us, if you're like me, then the lone wolf phenomenon may be affecting your approach to self-defense in what you carry. Now, concealed carry is sort of a static thing. We can only carry so much and actually conceal it without it getting sort of ridiculous. I mean, you know, in these states where you can open carry, I have no idea how much you can actually open carry and get away with. In Texas, for example, you can't open carry a long gun, and probably should be, because that would be a good deterrent. But we're getting into something like EDC as well, everyday carry, because there's more that would be needed in a lone wolf terrorist attack where there's going to be multiple victims of somebody before anybody can really even react. Like in Ohio State, how many people did he get stabbed after he slammed into him with a car? And the cop was right there. He was right there. What was it, 8 or 9? And the fact that nobody but the attacker died is pure dumb luck. Ohio State wasn't ready for that. The fact that this guy did it in front of a cop, that just shows how well he planned. He didn't really plan that well. That's one hallmark of the lone wolf. Not exactly Sergeant Rock when they're coming after you. Your concealed carry weapon, while important, is not likely to be your primary tool of response, because these incidents will unfold very quickly, and it's unlikely that you'll be in a position to engage the bad guy very effectively. So, in addition to your firearm, there may be some things you want to think about carrying. Toward that end, you may want to think about what I refer to as the the ISIS welcome wagon kit. Putting a weapon in your vehicle, a long gun, in case you really have to deal with something. Most likely you're not going to be in a position to reach that weapon, let alone deploy. But that's still important. But you still need additional resources. You're most likely going to need some trauma gear, some medical stuff. And that should be part of your EDC. You're going to want things like quick clot, more gauze than normal, more pads than normal, some tape, a few CAT tourniquets, combat application tourniquets, a lot of things like that. Quick clot, That actually does work. I never had used it until an unfortunate head shaving accident, which Kerry Davis of Dark Angel got a good laugh out of that one, but it works. It works really well. First aid and trauma gear aren't all that useful unless you're trained to use them, so you should go take a class for this. The most important thing you can carry with you weighs nothing, though, and that's a plan. Having all of the tools available, and this may mean that you carry more than just what you've got on your belt. It may mean that. Ideally, everyone's carrying both a CCW and a good EDC kit. If you're out with your family, you know, you're not going to swing into trying to be a superhero. You're going to be trying to get them out, trying to get them to safety. That's got to be your priority. Let other folks handle the bad guy and the wounded. By getting your loved ones out, you're avoiding creating additional problems for the responders. Haven't seen much of this yet, but historically terrorists and insurgent groups have been using secondary bombs in the wake of the first attack. Gather, channel the crowd of the first responders, and detonate a secondary device for more injuries and chaos. And that's another reason to get clear of the scene if possible. Flashlights are important. So concealed carry, yes, that weapon does have a role to play with you every day. But the other part of this is that CCW is not a universal solution to all self-defense problems. Our EDC, our everyday carry, needs to adjust to fit changing circumstances. Now we have these riots and everything that's happening around here. Same scenario as a terrorist attack, except you're actually going to be dealing with a mob. So whatever you're carrying, you need to both hide it, not advertise it, and at the same time have it handy. And therein lies the trick, and, you know, this is why the plan is very important. The execution is very important. This changes from day to day, application to application, scene to scene. So until that time to where we don't have to worry about this, we're going to have to stay vigilant, flexible, and alert, and adaptive. And we'll be all right. This is what makes us who we are. This is why we are the best of the best as civilians in the United States. This is why America is America, because we stand in case we're needed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something that when you put it on your weapon, it's going to stay with your weapon. I use the paste on the AR-15 bolt carrier. It looks sort of tacky. As soon as I pull the trigger the first time, it is rolling. Check them out, froglube.com. And welcoming to the fold, operationparts.com.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh yeah, this is a company that specializes in taking your AR-15 and taking it to whatever level you think you want it to be. High, low, it doesn't matter. They can take it there in style with the best parts on the planet. OperationParts.com. Have you ever locked your keys in your car? I love it when I do that. It's one of the most annoying things I do. And then, instead of going on with my day, I have to wait for a locksmith to show up who has the perfectly shaped inflatable cushion, which looks like some sort of inner tube or something that I would buy for a child for a pool. But it's the right shape to be, you know, a door guy. And he sticks it into the door frame and picks the door open. And that's a very big inconvenience. In the regular world, this happens periodically to people, and nobody really cares. No eyelashes are batted. If you're late to pick up your kids from school or running behind on your way to work, that can be a problem. In the firearms community, believe it or not, people forget basic things all the time. No one likes to admit it, but it happens on nearly a daily basis. So if this applies to you, don't feel too bad. It applies to all of us. Some gun owner somewhere is going to forget one of these five things. In the overwhelming majority of instances when this happens, it's just a minor inconvenience. However, each one of these things in a pivotal moment can create a whole hassle unto itself. Number one, your concealed carry permit. If you live in a state that doesn't issue permits for residents, you have one thing you can permanently cross off the list of things you have to worry about. For the vast majority of states that still do have concealed carry permits or licenses, you need to keep it on you at all times. If you're carrying a concealed handgun, you need to have that permit. For those that forget their permit at home or in the car, in most cases it is no big deal. After all, the majority of all concealed carriers who carry their handguns on a daily basis will never need to use them. If all of a sudden you have to, that's going to create a big hassle. It's not necessarily that you'll go to jail or face charges in an otherwise justified use of deadly force situation. The police can probably quickly ascertain that you do indeed have a permit to carry concealed and will work backwards from there. In the immediate time, though, it's going to create a giant hassle. Some states treat this differently. In Texas, your concealed handgun license is tied to your driver's license. That doesn't mean you shouldn't carry it. It just means a police officer can see you are permitted to carry concealed when he looks up your driver's license. In other states, like North Carolina, they're going to want to see that concealed carry permit. Failure to produce it in some cases can result in a misdemeanor charge. Chances are good if you just finished saving your life, it's not going to be the top priority in their investigation. But, why would we want to add stress to what is already a very stressful situation? Number two. And I am constantly doing this. Well, I don't want to say constantly. I do it enough, and I'm so aware of it as soon as I get just far enough away from the house that it doesn't warrant me going back and getting it just because of the time. Backup ammunition. How many rounds of that is your life worth? A lot of concealed carriers have a magazine in the well and hopefully one in the chamber, but that's the base minimum that you need. A single backup magazine can offer that added degree of protection. When I'm going out and about right now and when I'm carrying this big hog, this P320, I am carrying two spare magazines to go with it. All loaded with polycasing scepters in case I have to punch through a windshield. Forget statistics or anecdotes that say that where the first round of three is usually sufficient. If you have to go to cover, you're going to need to hold down your side until the police arrive. Some places that may be only in a few minutes. In others, you may be waiting for a while. All the statistics in the world, they're only helpful towards informing a decision. None of them cover what happens when you're in a situation where you need to defend yourself. That's a unique situation for everyone. So, I hope you're able to handle it quickly and without injury if that happens. If it's not quick, though, you're going to want, at the very least, one backup magazine. Number three, the mobile phone. There are a lot of people that hate technology. It's still okay to have a flip phone at the very least. I mean, no one's going to judge you now. If you're a concealed carrier, I'd highly suggest you always keep a mobile phone on you. That's a step in the defensive handgun mindset. In an emergency situation, where you're not able to immediately identify and neutralize the threat, you should get some cover barricade and get on that phone to the cops. Emergency services need to be informed of the situation before they can respond. You are a key in that process, and if you don't have a method of doing it, you're going to be stuck trading rounds with bad guys until, you know, while you try to send some smoke signals or hand signals or, you know, write a letter or something. Added bonus, if you have that, when you're on the phone, you can let the police know that you're an active concealed carrier on the scene so they don't automatically assume you're one of the criminals that you're fighting. You can describe yourself. You can tell them where you're at. That'd be very, very helpful. A pocket knife or multi-tool. No matter how good or fancy your everyday concealed carry handgun is, if there's an opportunity for something to go wrong, it's not a bad idea to plan for it. And if that round in the chamber gets stuck or you need to pick a piece of metal out of the magazine, well, you'd have a tool for that. And a knife comes in handy in just about any situation you're dealing with your life in the balance. It may not be immediately useful, but it could just sit in your pocket or pocketbook. But it ought to be there. Number five, and this is the most important. If you're going out and about, you need to look at where you're going, and then you need to understand the laws of where you are and where you're going. If you're going into, like if I'm going into North Carolina, I know my concealed carry permit is good there. So I simply do business as usual. Now that I can go into Georgia, I know I'm simply doing business as usual. If your state requires that you take a concealed carry handgun course or even a basic pistol safety course, the course likely included at least one portion talking about your state's laws. There's things you need to know so you don't get yourself into trouble. Like, what is your state's stance on the use of force? Use of force and deadly force are two separate animals, and in some states, they define that you can only use an appropriate or reasonable amount of force in response to the threat, and you don't need to be an expert in the various definitions of what your state constitutes lawful justification of force, but you do need to make sure you stay on the clear side of it. And that's where a lot of people get hung up. And you need not get hung up on it because I just warned you about it. One more time, back to Genesis Communications this goes. You are listening to Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is something I put on every weapon I have after every time I shoot it. I don't clean none of that stuff. Well, I don't clean my gun for that. No, I clean mine every time I shoot it. So, froglube.com, that's the way I go. Quick shout out to Sean in California, who's listening for the first time in the chat room. He's been downloading for a while, and I love all of the California listeners because I know that you guys suffer in California with a K. Now then, right now what we have going on within the Democratic Party is very interesting. They're going to form this circular firing squad, which I think is pretty funny. There's a coalition of progressive groups, and they're very, very frustrated by the party's performance on Capitol Hill. And these mass protests, they're emboldened by the mass protests against Trump, which is pretty stupid. That's really stupid. So they say they're open to supporting primary challengers next year against Democratic members of the House and Senate, even if many inside the party believe that these intra-party races might ultimately only help the Republican Party gain more power. I happen to be one of those that agree with that philosophy. The organizations, many run by former members of Bernie Sanders' insurgent presidential campaign, say they haven't drafted a list of targets just yet. They vow to recruit, fund, and support intra-party challengers if Democratic lawmakers don't start doing more to oppose the new president and his congressional Republican allies. Why don't you just go ahead and do that? Because you have no power. What do you think they can do? Do you understand how the republic works within the congressional halls of power? The minority doesn't get to tell the majority what they're doing. That's not the way it works. They get the votes, that's a different story. Or you guys in the Democratic side, you could just abandon primaries wherever they matter. Here in South Carolina, Democratic Party Chairman Jamie Harrison called for the Democratic Party to anoint incumbents in states that Trump won, thereby avoiding primaries under the false pretense of purity tests. On top of being necessary to American democracy, primaries provide incumbents the opportunity to engage their base and bring new voters into the party. Under Harrison, South Carolina Democrats suffered their biggest losses in the state house since Reconstruction, and Democrats have failed to gain other elective offices across the state. Now, Harrison and these other establishment Democrats that are calling for blind loyalty do so, they think, exploit Trump and the Republicans as politically, political weaponry. The consensus among DNC chair candidates is that party unity, which that means progressives falling in line, is a more effective opposition than making reforms to facilitate unity. My take is that the Democrats are just about toast. That's my take. They are in a serious crisis. They want to select Perez, and if he gets DNC chair, the Ellison faction may revolt. And that'd be funny. The Democrats have to decide what form of their total opposition to Trump is going to take. Okay? That's the first thing they have to do. Choosing the radical left Ellison would send a far more powerful anti-Trump message than selecting Perez, who is he's the chosen of the establishment type Democrats. He's the type that, the mainstream Hillary supporters would pick. Perez is what passes for a mainstream Democrat, even if he's Hispanic. So since since the DNC is largely made up of mainstream Hillary types, I don't think the party's quite ready to commit suicide and choose Ellison. Whether they revolt, as Thomas suggests in certain things I've seen out there, depends on Ellison himself and how he would take his defeat. But it'd be funny to watch. Let me take you back 22 years. In Bill Clinton's 1995 State of the Union address, he said all Americans were disturbed by the number of illegal immigrants in the country. He noted the burdens they put on the taxpayers before vowing to crack down on them aggressively. A partial quote is, "That's why our administration has moved to aggressively secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens." He sounds like Reagan compared to Obama, doesn't he? Clinton got a standing ovation for that. There were few protests, if any, over that one. The media and Hollywood and the Democrats were not outraged at Clinton. Meryl Streep did not say the brown shirts were coming. Madonna didn't threaten to burn the White House down. The Washington Post and the other newspapers did not write articles every day calling Clinton a racist, a xenophobe, and a breaker of families. Since then, there's been a different tone. California Speaker of the House recently said the following. "I can tell you half my family would be eligible for deportation under executive order because if they got a false Social Security card, if they got false identification, if they got a false driver's license, if they got a false green card, and anyone who has family members who are undocumented knows that almost entirely everybody has secured some sort of false identification. That's what you need to survive. That's what you need to work." So Kevin DeLeon is admitting that his family members have committed forgery and identity theft, which are very serious crimes, and yet somehow not for illegal immigrants. They're already breaking the law being here, and this should be heaped upon them on their little narrow shoulders. Do you believe that people who use false identifications to stay in the U.S. won't vote illegally too? Obama and the Democratic Party made the immigration problem worse by refusing to enforce the law. They knowingly refused to address immigration problems when they had complete control of Congress. And in doing that, they showed they wanted to create a political issue rather than actually solve the problem. Obama sued Arizona for seeking to enforce immigration law, saying it is a federal issue, then did nothing about either that or sanctuary cities. And after that, he and the Democrats blamed the Republicans. As the flow of illegal immigration only got worse. Obama, the media, the Democrats, Hollywood, disingenuous at best, bold-faced liars on their worst day. Democracy does not become in danger when a president enforces law. It is not in danger because Congress passes bills that includes building a wall. Which, by the way, Obama, then Senator Hillary Clinton, and Vice President Joe Biden voted for that at one time, or so they say. Yet somehow democracy is in extreme danger when the blowback comes after politicians and the DOJ refuse to abide by their oaths to enforce immigration laws, and the judges ignore congressional statutes when they write rulings. Oh, well. This is an upside-down world now. And through it all, when you look at everything out there, the closest thing to what the Founding Fathers envisioned 240-some-odd years ago is the American gun owner. Owning a gun and carrying a gun for self-defense is still the ultimate conservative self-reliance statement. It is not you stating that we don't have any need for police. It's you saying, I'm going to handle this until they get here. You are committing a public service when you do this. We are the most law-abiding. We are very effective. We shoot wrong person less than the police do. Although we shouldn't beat up on them for that. All around, it's a win-win. This is why gun owners are really great. Monday, I won't be here. I'm going to be speaking at an event. Tuesday, we'll be back. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never, ever, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Have a good weekend. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.